Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, the man who refuses to let vaudeville die, Joe Frisco. And here's Bing.
Happy New Year, Ken.
Happy New Year, Bing.
Happy New Year, John Scott.
Happy New Year, Bing.
Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year, Ken.
Happy New Year, Skitch.
Happy New Year, Bing. Happy New Year, Ken.
Happy New Year, Skitch.
Happy New Year, Peggy.
Happy New Year, Bing.
Such gay, sparkling dialogue can only lead to music. Here I am, surrounded at this point by various singers and singing groups preparatory to launching into our opening number. You know, a current film that's around now called The Time, Place, and the Girl has what songwriters would call a well-balanced musical score. They're all hits. They have a ballad called Oh, But I Do, a rhythm song called Gal and Calico, and a novelty song, which we's about to lay on yous, called A Rainy Night in Rio.
What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go for a walk? Do they stay home and talk? Or do they sit and sigh? What do they do on a rainy night in Rio?
Rio de Janeiro.
How can they stand on the sand beside the sea?
Can they stand on the sand by the side of the sea?
Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss, and yet how tender can you get when you're beneath a wet palm tree? But what do they do in Mississippi?
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
When skies are dripping. And what do they do when it's murky?
Watch your rhyme with murky.
Stand by Albuquerque. What do they do in old Altoona when the moon above ain't bright? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night.
No starry sky.
Do they cry for the stars in the sky?
Where do they go when they can't go far above?
Do they stay home and talk?
Or do they sit and sigh?
What do they do on a rainy night in Rio de Janeiro?
How can a guy meet a sweetheart by the a tender kiss, and yet
how tender can you get
when you're beneath the wet palm tree?
And what do they do out here on Pico?
Vermont and Pico.
They Tico Tico. And what do they do when smog is lower?
Smog's getting lower.
On Figueroa. And what do they do in Colorado when a shadow dims the light? Well, that's what they do in Rio de Janeiro on a rainy night.
Ah, that's a great tune, Bing, but the lyrics aren't quite complete.
We threw in everything we could think of, Ken, gave it the full treatment. What was missing?
Yeah, what you left out, a very important thing they do on rainy nights in Rio.
What else happens, Carl?
Why, folks listen to Philco radios, of course.
Think of that. You mean every time it rains in Rio, people turn on Philco radios instead of putting up umbrellas?
Not just when it rains, Bing. They listen to Philcos all the time.
Now, let's stay with the rain. Don't tell me Philco makes a set that plays underwater.
Well, no, Bing. Philco hasn't gotten around to that yet.
Well, then the research department is dogging it.
But they aren't, Bing.
Well, they better get busy on an underwater set, because I've received a postal from a pompano and a telegram from a sea bass complaining that they can't hear the program.
Well, believe me, Bing, if such a set is possible, Philco will come up with it.
Are you sure?
Well, certainly. Just look at the new Philco inventions that are out right now. Take the 1201, Philco's new kind of radio phonograph. And then there's the sensational new Philco Portable with the war-developed circuit.
Indeed, the very latest stuff.
Oh, that's right, Bing, and that's what's made Philco the leader in radio since 1930, and famous for quality the world over.
And then it's heaven, with a very pleasant assist from the vocal group.
A dream is just a dream. Until I dream of you, and then it's heaven. A kiss is just a kiss until I'm kissing you, and then it's heaven. The ordinary things I always do with you become the most important things I'll ever do. And words are only words till you say I love you. And then it's heaven.
A dream is just a dream, a dreaming of you.
And then it's heaven.
A kiss is just a kiss, a kissing you.
And then it's heaven. The ordinary things I always do with you become the most important things I'll ever, ever do. And words are only words till you say I love you. And then it's heaven.
Time now for a pleasant interlude.
Do I go on now, Bing?
No, not yet, Frisco. You come in just a little bit later.
But the people will be all out of the theater by the time
we go. No, fear not, friend Frisco. We got the doors locked. Just take it easy, Joe. Everything's set.
Yes, but I wanted to get home before the fog sets in.
Yes. Been a bit foggy lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, yes. Pitiful. I'm driving home the other night with my car.
Yeah?
Couldn't see 2 feet in front of me, and a guy bangs me from behind.
Oh,
he broke
Lord.
The back of my car, then got out and bawled me out.
Bawled you out?
Says, why didn't you hold your hand out?
Yeah?
I said, you couldn't even see my car. What do you want with my hand out?
This guy must have been out of his mind.
Huh?
Yeah, he must have been out of his mind, this fella.
On top of that, I'm home in my own garage when the guy hit me.
Hold on tonight, Joe. Don't run away now. Stick around, because seated over at the Steinway, carving away with the Boy Scout knife I gave him for Christmas, we find a handsome, blonde, curly-headed youth hacking out Henderson was here into the bench. If he will snap the blade shut without losing some digits, I'm sure we're all going to enjoy his piano solo, which is going to be Clap Your Hands.
Thank you.
Very tricky. Incidentally, Skitch Henderson and his all-boy orchestra will be at the USC prom next week. That's a fact. They're playing for the USC prom. It doesn't mean a thing to you folks back in the East, but locally, I must tell you, it's an item of considerable social dimensions. I'm going. I'm attending. In fact, I'm having the barbecue sauce beat out of my best blazer just for the event. That brings us to an important item here on Philco Radio Time, as we so cleverly put it. It's Miss Peggy Lee. Our sensational song stylist. What are you going to tantalize us with tonight, Peg?
Well, I'd like to sing He's Just My Kind.
Je suis très agréable. Get the microphone, Peggy. I hope Frisco hasn't headed for the Le Café Comique. He's on in a minute. I guess you all know the Bang Tails are off and running at Santa Anita, so it seems incumbent on us to produce an eminent authority on horse racing. That fellow who wears a racing form with a belt in the back, Mr. Joe Frisco. Welcome to Philco Radio Time, Joe Frisco. You are appearing, I imagine, to the courtesy of the racetrack?
No, I'm here through the courtesy of my creditors.
I thought you were a good horse player.
I was a good horse player till I started to play your horses.
What happened? What happened?
I lost my wife, home, and family, and everything.
Well, your trouble's over now, Joe. I sold my horses.
Your trouble's over. My trouble just started.
What
I got the habit now.
Yeah? What are you doing about it?
He's got the habit. What are you doing for?
I'm going to a doctor now.
You're taking a cure?
Cures you from the races, yeah.
A cure? I never heard of such a thing. I'd like to go to him, too. Where's his office?
His office is about a mile and an eighth from here.
Couldn't you make that about a mile and 3/16?
No, the doctor's a pretty old man. I don't think he can go that far.
What does the doctor do for you?
Well, he asks your earning capacity, who you support, how many in your family.
I see.
He don't take you off the horses right away.
No, he doesn't use any medicine?
No, he don't use no medicine.
No medicine?
No, he only
what does
works
he do?
On the mind.
Oh.
He's what they call a...
Psychiatrist.
No, this guy's a Swede, a tall Swede.
Well, does he take you off the horses, make you quit right away, or can you kind of taper off into it?
Well, he didn't want to take me as a patient at all.
He didn't. Well, how about this? Do you have to quit playing right away, or can you taper off?
Oh, he allows you to play a horse
a day. One horse a day,
and
then a half a horse, and then you can go on down. Split a dollar ticket with somebody. I see. He wouldn't take you as a patient, you say?
Well, he didn't want to take me. He asked me how long I played the horses. I lied to him. I played them 30 years, and I told him I played them 20. I heard him say to the girl in the side room, he says, I got a mental case out here.
How'd you know he meant you, Joe?
I was the only one in the room. It wasn't an entry.
No entry. What's the rest of his routine,
this bet?
What does he do
bottle.
For?
He
bottle of
a,
what?
A penicillin.
No, that's penicillin.
Penicillin. Yeah.
Well, what did he give you that for?
It's nerves. They use it in the army.
Yeah, quiet the nerves?
It's made out of mold. Moldy bread, moldy meat. Not molehills. My mountains is made out of that.
Anything that's moldy, huh? They could make it out of Hope's old pictures, I guess. Eh?
They could make it out of some of his new ones, too.
No, wait. I'm in a couple of his new ones. Let's be friendly, Joe. What else does the doctor do for you?
Well, he gave me a box of blocks, wooden blocks, like to give the school kids.
Little box like to give the school? What's
no numbers on the
no,
block.
No, just blocks. I mean,
you got to build the building.
Uh-huh.
Then he gives you his photograph.
How big's the building?
He gives you a photograph of the doctor. You put
of
the,
himself?
Keep your mind on him, yeah. You put
what do
the
you do?
Photograph down in your mantelpiece, your bird's eye. I don't know what you got at home.
I got early California.
I got late Wisconsin.
Well, what does he do if you...
You lay that photograph down and build the building. If
watch
he can
the
get you up to the third or fourth story inside of 3 months, he'll get you off the horses.
How long you been going to him?
5 months now.
How high up are you?
I'm in the basement yet. I can't get out.
You been out the track this year?
I was out the track one day.
What day was that?
The day Seabiscuit.
Oh, a big day.
60,000 people.
Packed.
I couldn't see nothing. No, everybody yelling, hollering.
Yeah.
There's a guy in front of me with a Panama hat hollering. I looked up at him, and who do you think it was?
You mean?
The doctor with my money.
Bother you at night at all? I dream, you know, about horses.
Oh, yeah, that's the trouble.
You dream about them?
I dreamed all the time.
I had a dream the other night where 6 horses jumped right over my bed.
Oh, those are hurdle races. I don't play the hurdles.
Well, Joe, I'm glad to have you on the show tonight.
Yeah, you needed me.
Joe, I'll do something. I'd like to pick this up a little later. I'll pick you up with my car. We'll have some lunch.
Tomorrow?
No, I can't tomorrow. I can't pick you up tomorrow. I got to go at the Elks Club.
Friday?
No, Friday I can't pick you up. I have to go at the studio.
Oh, I ain't doing nothing Tuesday.
No, Tuesday I got a golf date. I can't pick you up.
Well, you figure it out yourself. I'm around.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Joe.
Good luck.
Look out for that first step when you go out now.
Don't worry about me.
You all right, Frisco?
You can pick me up now, babe.
Okay. I gotta walk over now and assist Frisco to the $2 one. In the meantime, the charioteers will oblige with Brother Bill.
Me and Brother Bill went hunting.
Where'd you go, boy?
Way up in eastern Maine.
On the choo-choo.
The reason we went way up there, we thought we could shoot some game.
Wah!
Me and Brother Bill went hunting.
Ooh.
Way in the middle of the night.
In the
shot at something like a grizzly bear, and the
doggone thing turned white.
Woo! I dropped my gun.
Mop!
And the way I run.
Ring-a-mop-a-rum.
Brother Bill said, boy,
what's the matter with you?
Had he known like me, he'd run some too. I ran so fast, they say, they couldn't catch me all day.
No, the way I ran across that field.
They couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Rit-rit-rit-rit-rit-rit, boots, solid to boot. Bill got so excited.
Who comes to shooting at me?
I heard those bullets sizzling and whistling through the trees.
I ran right by my house, but I didn't have time to knock.
Ran into a good card game and I didn't have time to stop.
ran into a tavern.
Thought I'd get a sip of ale.
You didn't have a dime to pay for it,
so I had to get back on the train.
Well, I ran so fast that night, feet never touched the ground. Heard those birdies in the tree sing Alabama bound. I'm going home, I'm all alone. But the bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
Daddy don't like me, he'd run some too.
I ran so fast, they say, hey, they couldn't catch me all day.
That's me tearing out over there on that piano.
Well, the way I ran across that field,
they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Jack, I was tearing
out. Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Solidly went boom.
Oh, they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Now, it's encore time for Peggy Lee. She's going to sing one of her current record successes, Baby, You Can Count on Me.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing Baby with me, baby.
Of course. What am I thinking of? I'm packing a small New Year's Day neurosis around here, I guess. You start it, don't you, Peg?
Whenever there is trouble brewing, whenever you are lost at sea, si yo te digo que te amo means, baby, you can count on me.
And if I need an inspiration when I'm as blue can be, si yo te digo que te amo means, baby, you can count on me.
I'm sure that you would agree if you saw my point of view. You'd make it easy for me and better for you.
I guess I'll have to think it over. I'm sure that I will come to see. Si yo te digo te te amo means, baby, you can count on me.
Whenever there is trouble brewing, whenever you are lost at sea, si yo te digo que te amo means, baby, you can count on me. And if you need an inspiration when you're as blue can be, si yo te digo que te amo means, baby, you can count on me.
I'm sure that you would agree if you saw my point of view. You'd make it easy for me and better for you.
So won't you kind of think it over? I'm sure that you will come to see. Si yo te digo que te amo means, baby, you can count on me. Si yo te digo que te amo means, baby, you can count on me. Si yo te digo que te amo, baby, you can count on me.
Thank you, Paige. That was lots of fun. I enjoyed that.
Say, Bing, I got a great idea.
Well, we could use one.
You know, it'd be a great idea if somebody would set up a trading post where you could swap Christmas presents like that hand-crocheted necktie Aunt Nellie gave you for something you really wanted. A new Philco radio, for instance, which brings up the point that if anybody gave you cash for Christmas, it's a cinch to give yourself a Philco now. Any Philco dealer will be glad to swap with you. And he's got what it takes. Biggest variety of new Philco radios and radio phonographs in 5 years. All kinds of prices and models, including brand new inventions like the Philco 1201. The radio phonograph where you just slide your record in and it plays automatically. That new Philco portable makes a solid swap, too. Or maybe you go for a radio phonograph with automatic record changer. Philco has them from table model size up to those big, gorgeous consoles that you haven't seen in years.
What's the guy talking about, Bing?
He's reading the commercial, Joe.
Oh, I thought they sang it.
No. That's a high-class show.
May I continue?
Go right ahead, Ken. Don't mind us. Listen, Joe, when this show...
Swap your Christmas cash for a new Philco now. You'll be getting years of solid listening pleasure with the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, his snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loves someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago.
Thanks, folks. Well, I gotta go now and flip on my Philco and catch Henry Morgan, who follows. So I wonder how Joe Frisco made out driving home tonight.
Hey, why don't you stick your hand out?
I put my hand out. Give it back to me.
Oh, pardon me. Here you are.
Oh, what television would do for material like this. Good night, folks.
This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, the inimitable W.C. Fields. Here's a New Year's reminder to employers throughout the country to make use of the abilities of the physically handicapped rather than turn them away from jobs because of their disabilities. In many cases, the physically handicapped, fitted to the right job, can outproduce the able-bodied. They're loyal in their work and a good employment risk. Why not think it over and see what you can do?